and kill everything but me and make sure we're recording. Amen. Tone me down just a tad. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to start this morning with some good news. Can you give me the first slide of my title? Amen. There it is. Thank you. I want to start with some good news. Good news is we are 100% migrated to the Living Waters Church. Come on, let's give God praise this morning. Amen. So we are now legally a 501(c). Took some time, took some maneuvering, and took some things to get done, but we are now, according to the state of Texas, the Living Waters Church. So can we give God praise for that process? And so we're in the process of moving the building. I want to make a mention of it. I know I've been on Facebook, and so we will now be virtual for the next couple of months. They're doing the plumbing check this week. They're doing the electricity check, and then however long it takes. What's the word I said earlier, Ron? To be inhabitable? Habitable. The building's been deemed inhabitable for now because they've got to do the new ceilings. They got just a bunch of stuff, right, Benita? So I had prayed about some things, and I had prayed about staying here for a couple of months until the building was ready, but no use paying for two places. I mean, it's not financially sound to stay here. And so I prayed about it, and we didn't have a spot at Movie 16 because they're booked up, and then we found another spot. But then someone had graciously offered to use their home to do our broadcast, and so we will be virtual for the next couple of months until we get the building up. It may be sooner, I don't know, but it just doesn't make sense to occupy two buildings. Amen, Aston? This doesn't make sense. So especially when we have a lot of resources going to the new building, and we're going to be a freestanding building. Come on, somebody. We're not in a suite. We're going to be out front. Our name's going to be out front. So it's a good thing we'll have the next couple of months to get some resources together, because we're going to have to buy a lot of signage, a lot of marketing. And so please continue to be faithful over your tithes and offerings as we. But it did cost us quite a bit of money to transition the name. So I want to thank everybody who's been faithfully giving to the ministry. We had to put quite a bit of money in marketing and the name change. And so thank you for your continued gifts for the Living Waters Church. So it's been asked of me, so we're not having church? Someone say, no, that's not true. We will be online until further notice after today. But if you want to help next Saturday, someone say next Saturday, we will be here getting everything packed up, getting everything marked, getting everything labeled, and getting ready to put everything in storage. And then when the new building is available, then we will certainly need help setting up. So you can follow us online at tlwclife.org. You can follow us on our Facebook page at tlwc/life. And, of course, our YouTube channel, The Living Waters Church /Pastor Mike Morse. So those are all the announcements. Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit about today, what God's been dealing with us this week, and it's bittersweet that we're having to say goodbye to the building, to both suites, because we've been here for over 3 years, 2.5, 3 years, probably longer than that, right? Been longer than that, right? It's been how long? How long, Vic? Closer to 4 years. So we've been here 4 years. Wow. So, but Dawn said something interesting this morning when we got done with prayer. She said that sometimes you have to close one chapter to open another. Amen. And so there's a lot of memories in this building, but it doesn't mean that what God has brought us through and what God took us through, that we're not going to make new memories. We have a huge, and I'm telling you, when we get to the new building in North Carrier, we have a huge outreach opportunity to minister to the, it's right next to a CSL Plasma Center, and so we're going to be out there on Saturdays with, yeah, a lot of businesses there. When you go down Carrier Parkway, you'll be able to see a big old sign that says Living Waters Church once we get all that signage up. And so God is leading us in a new direction, but we're grateful for that. So I was thinking about that with my title this morning, Where He Leads. It's a personal message. Someone say, where he leads, I will follow. And it's very interesting that God would even speak to us this morning about that, because, you know, sometimes we think God is leading us in one direction, but all of a sudden he flips the script and moves in another direction. And it doesn't mean that God's not in it. It just means that some things that God has to do for you in order to get to the place where he wants you to be. Come on, somebody. And so when I was thinking about this message this morning, I was thinking about my own transition of how I worked for 2 years to get full-time where I'm at now. And literally it's full-time. It's literally full-time. I literally mean that, full-time. And I'm great and blessed for it. And I'm thankful for it. But sometimes we have to take a step back to see where God is leading us. Amen? And I appreciate Elder Vic for saying that about supporting the ministry financially and other ways, because just because God is leading us from here doesn't mean he's not leading us to a new place. Come on, somebody. And so we have to stay tight, we have to stay together, and we have to lead where God wants us to lead. So I was interesting when I read the text this morning. So in Luke chapter 9, verse 57, here's what it says. Now, as it happened as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to him, read that last part, Elder Vic, or whoever wants to read it. Say it like you're saying it. Ashton, you say it. In your own way, that's good. Elder Ron. Eloise? Do you hear what that statement says? Lord, I will follow you. Not a building. Come on, somebody. Come on, that's a word. Amen. Wherever you're leading us, I'll go. And so I'm going to tell you right now, I absolutely was still trying to hold on to this building, making payments and trying to figure out how to save the building and then do the other building. But there's just not enough resources to go around. Come on, somebody. And I even struggled this week because I asked the Lord, Lord, did I fail? Because we do that, right, Ashton? If something doesn't work out the way we planned, we think maybe we failed, right? But I struggled with that because I said, Lord, I said, you know, you're moving us on. But then he reminded me as I was preparing this message, and I had my own things this week that I'm dealing with and some other things that's going on, but I mean, I'm telling you, Elder Vic, you saw it this morning. I've been working night and day with the legalities of this church. You all saw it this morning, right? I've been putting in requisitions. I've been putting on the online giving app. I've been working on the website. I got to get some other things switched over, and now we got to pack everything up, and we got to get a storage shed this week, and all kinds of stuff. And I keep thinking to myself, Lord, what are you doing? And I heard him say, in this text, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And sometimes we struggle when what we want it to look like doesn't look like what we want. Come on. It would be perfect if we wanted it the way we wanted it, right, Ashton? If everything was supposed to line up the way it was supposed to, we would have been able to move out of here, get the new building, and then we would have tried. But I kept telling myself, Lord, what is it that's going on? Now watch this. In Genesis 12 and 1, now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to what? To what's that last word, church? To a land that I will show you. Okay? Now watch this. I will make you what? A great nation. I will bless you. Come on, somebody. Victor, did you know what I was preaching this morning? So everything you said, right? I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be what? A blessing. Now watch this. I will bless those who bless you. Come on, somebody. And I will curse him who curses you. And you, what? And in you, someone say in you, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Someone said, we got a blessing coming. Now watch this. So Abraham, here it is, departed as the Lord had spoke to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed his homeland. I'm 54, so I'm still good. I struggled with giving some things up. Because my first reaction was, and I told several people, that I feel like I have failed. But the circumstances that happened to this ministry were beyond my control. Come on, somebody. But just because things happen beyond your control doesn't mean that God wants you to quit. Come on, somebody. He already stole my thunder on my sports analogy. It was 27-0, and I told Josh, we were watching, I said, I'm going to bed. I said, man, I sure expected Jacksonville better than this. Now I got to deal with one of my patients who is, like, actually from Jacksonville. He loves Jacksonville, and now I got to call him today and tell him congratulations because my boys didn't even make it. But here we're at a situation where God is going to use a 75-year-old person to do his will. Now watch this. Then Abraham took Sarah, or Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother, and son, and all their possessions. Everything they had. And they gathered, and the people whom they acquired, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. Go to the land, someone said, where God told them. So, are you my people? So we're going to gather our possessions, and we're going to go to the place, because I've been trying to get other buildings, and it's just like when I was moving into my duplex, every door was closed. I tried, how many buildings this week, Benita? And every one of them were what? Either too expensive, or they didn't want a church there. Then I got the email from our original building this week saying they're working on electrical and plumbing. Your pastor is impatient. Eloise, how long have you known me? And God already showed us the land. Come on, somebody. But Pastor Mike is stubborn. And he's always trying. This is recorded, so you can go back and say it. Because I feel, watch this, church, and this is the preacher talking, okay? Because sometimes I feel like there's failure. Have you ever felt like you've failed sometimes? And I'm speaking from my heart. This is not even rehearsed, guys. Have you ever felt like because you can't control something, because it didn't turn out the way you want it to, you feel like you have failed? And God had to deal with me last night that I realized that I didn't fail. Because God don't fail. Come on, somebody. God said I would never leave you nor forsake you. So now Abraham is in a place of he has a choice to be disobedient or obedient. Even though he's not comfortable, watch this, church, where God is taking him. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't want to go, but you know you got to? Come on, somebody. Have you ever been on a job where you didn't really like it, but you know you got to keep it because you got bills to pay? Huh? Have you ever been around somebody that you really don't want to be around them, but you got to deal with them because that's your assignment? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Boy, that's a good word, Victor. There's something in this church this morning. Have you ever been in a place where you just don't want to do it, but God said, I haven't released you yet? And that's a tough place to be. So Abraham is in a place where he's saying, I don't want to leave, but, watch this. He passed through the land of the place of the Shittim, as far as the terebinth tree of Moriah, and the Canaanites were in the land. Now watch this. We're not going to go to the whole text, but on the way, someone say, on the way, Abraham met up with some distractions and some trouble. Come on, somebody. And so He's now into a place where he's trying to get to the place of blessing, but there's all these hindrances and all these things that's blocking Abraham. So I want you to understand, just because God called you out to do something or go somewhere, and there's things along the way blocking you, it doesn't mean that God don't want you to do it. It just means that the enemy's mad at you. Come on, somebody. It just means that when the enemy's trying to close the door, it just means that God's trying to get you through it. And you got to fight and pray and press on. Come on, church. You got to decide that I'm going to get where God wants. Can I get an amen this morning? Because everything worth fighting is worth fighting for in God. Come on, somebody. He passed through this land. And the Canaanites were in the land. In other words, he met up with some opposition. Look at your neighbor, say he met up with some opposition. If I was Trevor Lawrence yesterday, and I had the attitude that I had this week, they'd have lost that game. When I'm looking at the scoreboard, it's 27-0, and I got 4 interceptions. Come on, somebody. And let's talk about TCU, 65-7. And everyone said, oh, they were just outmatched. Let me tell you something. Georgia got into their head. Come on, Pastor Mike. No, when you get into someone's mind and their head and you tell them they're not going to make it or they can't win and they believe that, come on, somebody. It's like a cancer. When someone accepts what they're not, they become what they don't want to be. My God. Let me say it again. When... Come on. When someone accepts what they're not, they will become what they don't want to be. In other words, you're putting something on someone, even though that's not what God has for them. You're putting what you think for them on them. So Trevor is on the sidelines. He played it one possession at a time. Score, defense, come on. Score, defense, come on. Score, defense, come on. And then they're down by 3, so they go for 2. They're not going for a tie. They're going for the win. And that brother made that ball cross that plane. Am I right or wrong, Victor? So now they're up by 1 point. And I'm looking, it's like, boy, God is good, right? God is good. But here, Abraham, watch this, church. Abraham is facing all kinds of pushback. The first thing I want to talk about today is following God begins with a call. Can you switch that to number one, Vic? Up in the corner. My first point. Someone say, following God begins with a call. Who called Abraham? Who called you? Yeah, this one right here, Vic. Just click on it and edit it. Thanks. Huh? Let me show you. You got it? Okay. So who called Abraham? We go back to the text. Who called Abraham? God. And I'm asking you, don't let your situation determine where you want to go. Don't think for one moment that God hasn't called you to better things. Someone say, don't let your current situation keep you from your destiny. Come on, somebody. Me and someone were talking this morning, and then when I was talking about going virtual, we're just going to have, I mean, a few people can come, I guess. It's you know, we'll see, but we're going to be in an undisclosed location. But what I'm saying is, I was talking to somebody this morning, and I thought about, for 6 months, we were virtual. Ron, do you remember? Right at 6 months because of COVID. It was me. I don't think you were coming, were you, Vic? Yeah, me, you, and Elder Ron. That's right. So it was us three, okay? We didn't even have a real nice camera back then. You know what we had? We had my phone. We had bricks. Yeah, we had bricks. Yeah. And we had my phone, and one day I forgot to put it on do not interrupt. In the middle of our broadcast, I got a phone call because we didn't have the money to pay for all the equipment we have now. We didn't have the box cast, and we did the free app. And so And I remember we did that for 6 months. But because the word was out there and because people were enjoying the broadcast, people started giving online, and we had some resources coming in and allowed us to buy a nice camera and nice audio equipment and all this stuff you see in this church on now is less than a year old. Mm-hmm. Because God saw faithfulness and wanted to bless the ministry. So I thought about this morning. I said, if we have to go virtual for a couple months, we did it for 6 months. We can do 2-3 months, right? But once again, we get uncomfortable. Watch this, church. We get uncomfortable where the place God is taking us. Some would say following God begins with a call. And that doesn't mean that when you see God calling, don't be like when I'm trying to call you, oh, it's just pastor, I'll call him later. I know I do that to Benita sometimes. Oh, it's Benita. I ain't answering it. And Don. It begins, watch this, church. It begins that when he calls you to do something, it's because he wants to bless you through that, what you're doing for him. Following God begins with a call. Look at this, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Listen to me, the process of the migration of this church didn't start last week. I had been working on this logo for several months. I had been praying about some things. I had been working on some things. I created the logo and everything. And then next thing I know, we even had some, when I was doing the 501(c)(3) 10 days ago, we had some pushback, and we didn't know if we were going to get the name, and we had to change a couple of the letters. And I mean, it was just crazy, right? But every time there's a pushback, it's because God has something, right? Okay. So now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Watch this. Someone say, to a land that I'll show you. God has already showed us what the future is, but we have to learn to be patient until we get there. And how many know it's hard? Lord, I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me now. Okay? But it doesn't work that way. Because God said, I have a calling for you, Abram. I have something bigger and better down the road, but you just have to be willing to stand still and know that I am God. Come on, somebody. Following God, he said, now he tells Abram, get out of the country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Look at this. Number two. That should be number two, Vic. I'm sorry. It's probably a late night for me. Following God involves what? Separation. Following God involves what? Separation. What does that mean? God tells him that he has to get to a place, watch this, church, of being separated from, watch this, church, from things that are distracting him. Victor? Right? God involves separation. Following God involves separation. That's why I am making the decision to get out of here, because I don't want the burden of this, come on somebody, when we're trying to focus on our next location. And I had to humble myself and say we're going to be virtual because the payoff down the road is going to be better. Come on somebody. People say you're going to lose some people. They know our address, tlwclife.org. There's many churches that started virtually. Come on, somebody. And I kept looking at the movie theater didn't have a place, and this other place didn't have a place, and this other place wanted too much money. And I even prayed about it and talked to Elder Vic and Benita and everybody involved with some of the decisions, and they're like, Pastor, why do we want to pay that when we don't have to? Because it's going to take a lot of resource to open up that new building. And so sometimes we have to separate ourselves from the talk. Okay? Sometimes some of the most successful businessmen in this world Bill Gates, Elon Musk. How many of y'all know the story about Elon Musk in Texas? He's a billionaire. But when he was opening up the new plant in Austin, he didn't stay at the nicest hotel. He didn't have them build him a brand new house and on a ranch. He was staying in a trailer. Yeah, on the land that he purchased. Yeah, and Warren Buffett, yeah. In Omaha, yeah. Yeah, so Elon Musk, a billionaire, y'all, get this, a billionaire, not a millionaire, Ashton, a billionaire. Actually, the richest man in the world now. He's even richer than Jeff Bezos now. Is living on his land that they're building the plant in Austin for Tesla in a travel trailer. A billionaire! You know why he did it? Because he's smart. He had to separate himself from all the luxury and everything to oversee what he really wants done for that new plant in Austin area. Sometimes we think status is important. Status is not important. And so I think about that sometimes when you follow God, didn't Jesus separate himself for 40 days? Didn't Jesus go to the wilderness and pray for 40 days? And who was out there to watch him? Who was out there to remind him who he was? Satan himself. See, so we have to understand that God involves separation. Look at this. Let's go to verse 1. Whoops, my bad. Give me the clicker. There it goes. Okay. He told him again in verse 1, get out. Get out from everything that's hindering you. Get away from the things that's not bringing you to where I need you to be. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. Look at this. Number 3. Following God involves what? Oh. The O word. Obedience. Someone say obedience. Listen to me. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and even took Elder Ron and Bonita to 3 different buildings. Drug him out of bed early morning before I went to work. Mouth over there. Nope, this ain't it. Next one, Pastor.
I didn't even get out.
She didn't get out of the car. This ain't it. Then you're going, oh, it's nice, but nope. There's another church there. It's not it. Too much money. And then the last one. It's nice. Let's submit an application. Came back. Nope. No churches. Finally, I said, okay, Lord, you win. I'm going to obey. And that's why next weekend, we're packing everything up. We're going to be virtual. And we're going to let God lead us where he wants us to be. I believe it's going to be carried, but if it's not, he'll have a place for us. We're locked into a pre-lease with them. We've signed all the paperwork and done all the stuff. Or just don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm going to obey God and quit looking. If that's God wants us to be, then that's where we're going to be. Amen? And we're going to obey him by what he wants us to do for the next couple of months. Following God involves obedience. Look at this. What do you do? What do you do in Genesis 1, guys? He left. He did what he was instructed to do. And sometimes we don't look at the end result. We look at where we're at or where we're going to be. Watch this, Anna. We look at where we're at, where we're going to be instead of the end result. Victor's a perfect example of obedience. He was doing the Blues Club for many years, backing that trailer up. Joker ain't never backed a trailer up in his life. Didn't know backing that trailer up every week was going to lead him to what he does now. Right, Victor? He don't know nothing about driving no truck. It wasn't even in scheme to drive a trailer for a living. Am I right, Aston? He had a good job. Warehouse supervisor. You're involved with shipping. You're over the whole thing. 8 to 5. For how many years? 30 years. I don't care how old you are, brother. You're still a young man. How old are you? 53, he had to start a whole nother career. Victor could have gave up. He came home. He said, babe, I got to tell you something. Told Glow. He said, I lost my job. Guess what? About the same time, Glow lost her job. And now neither one of them have a job. Glow gets online. She goes, you're going to be a truck driver. I said, what? Victor said, I don't know nothing about driving no truck. She goes, you backed up that trailer for South Grand Prairie. You learn that. You're going to learn this. And sent him off to school. He didn't have a choice, just joking. But he'd be about right. With $10 in his wallet, amen? But what I'm trying to say is, when God is, watch this, church, when God is doing something, and I've already told you when our first service of this year, how God gave me the call letters. Our call letters are staying the same. The Living Waters Church. The website stay. This is probably the easiest migration I've ever had to do for a church. There were some moments that I was frustrated. Amen. We had to get the logo approved. We had to go through the state. All that stuff. But what I'm trying to say is, ultimately, God's got a purpose and a plan for what he's doing. And that's why, see, let me explain something to you. Abraham can't reach his blessing if he's in his old country. Someone say that with me. Say, you can't reach your future blessing in your old country. Watch this. And verse 4, he says, and Abraham, what? Departed as the Lord spoke to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 54 years old. 75. Okay? I'm just making a statement. Personal reference. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed, watches his hometown. Look at this. Someone say number 4. Following God involves trust. My God. Following God, someone say following God, involves trust. The Bible says trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Of course, it's hard to trust right now. Yeah, it's hard to trust. We don't know where we're going to be or what we're going to do. And the thing about it is, guys, trust is a funny thing. You can't say you have faith in God and don't trust him. You can't say you love God and trust him when you don't step out in faith and do what he tells you to do. Okay? Someone say, I'm trusting next Saturday that I'm going to get as much help as I possibly need to get this stuff out of here. I'm pulling up a U-Haul, and we're just going to get it out. I think we can do it about 4 hours, easy. Probably less than that, right, Vic? It's just picking stuff up, taking a drape down, and that's it. Okay? We already have traveling equipment that we're going to use virtually. Same one we use for the Center of Hope. And if you've never been to the Center of Hope, guess what? If you've ever been to the Center of Hope, it's like we're having church because we have church in a box. We invested a lot of money in that equipment behind this drape, right behind this screen right here, and we're going to use that. Okay? So God already set us up, y'all. Let me just put it out there. For a small church, we're blessed. We have some of the latest equipment. You have a pastor that is very good with social media. Building the website. Come on, I'm going to get my props today, Victor. I'm going to get mine today. Because guess what? All the stuff I do have been very expensive for a professional to do it. Am I right or wrong, Ron? So your pastor does all of that. And along this way, I've had to learn how to trust God to do some things. Amen. Everything I've never known how to do, I've had to trust God to teach me. Come on. Eloise was part of the first original church under Pastor Mike. Am I right or wrong? Do you remember that building, Eloise? Tore up from the floor up? You remember the long nights of painting? And you remember that? And at one time, we were a pretty good-sized ministry at one time. But let me explain something to you guys. Just because God is regenerating the ministry, it doesn't mean we failed. I've had to convince myself of that. People will be people, and God will be God. But along this life journey, you have to learn to trust in him. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. I remember like it was yesterday. You remember us painting in that cold building before electricity came on, Eloise? You remember those days? Yeah, we were so excited. And the building was a huge building. It was on Clarice Street, right, Eloise? Yeah, huge, huge building. And old Eloise was in there. I was in there. Dee was in there. Some of our other church members, we were painting that building, and we were building a stage, and it was crazy. And God's been faithful all those years, guys, is because when we trust in him and trust in his plan, he won't fail us. Come on, somebody. He won't fail us. Once again, the reference is Genesis 12 and 1. Told him to go. Number 5, following God involves surrendering. When I say surrender, what does that mean, church? Surrenderance means that you're going to give him everything. Surrender, here's what it means. Surrendering means that you're giving God everything, no matter the cost. Someone say, give God everything, no matter the cost. God told Abraham to surrender, and he struggled at first, but he finally said, I will do it. And when we surrender to God, it doesn't mean when we feel like it. It means all the time. Come on, somebody. When you surrender to God, it doesn't mean just because you need something. When you surrender to God, it simply means that, God, I don't understand your plan, but I'm going to do it. I don't know where you're leading me, but I'm going to trust you to provide. Come on, somebody. Surrenderance means that, God, I'm trusting you. I'm giving you everything. Amen? Here's my credit card. Okay? There's my son. Trust me, he gets plenty of it. Amen? But here's what's crazy. Here's what's crazy. This does no good if you don't know the PIN. Come on, I can give this to you. But if you don't know the PIN to use it, you can't access. Josh is smiling, he knows it. I can change it today, as a matter of fact, Bank of America Online, amen. What I'm trying to say is this, y'all. God's going to give you the access code to everything that you need when you surrender to him. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or my seed begging for bread. This is not a temporary setback. It's a setup for God. It's a setup for God to take us to another land and another place that probably he's already set apart the ones that we need. Come on, somebody. But we have to understand this is about surrendering God's will. Do I get tired? Yes. Do I get frustrated? Yes. Do I get crazy sometimes? Don't say a word. But here's what Paul said, church. Paul said, what I want to do, I do. But what my spirit wills to do, I find myself not doing it. In other words, Aston, what is your desires? What do you want to do, bro? Yeah. How do you do that? Keep on working, right? You don't want to go to that job, right? You should have hit that $1 billion, Powerball. Then you could have bought us a church, bro. I know you would. But what I'm saying is, he didn't hit the lottery. So guess what? He has to work. But in the process of getting to where God wants us to get, we have to surrender our lives to him. It takes a commitment. That's what Abraham said. Abraham said, Lord, I don't understand where you're taking me, but I'm going to surrender. He didn't want to leave his family. He didn't want to leave his homeland. I don't want to leave this building because there are a lot of memories here. A lot of Holy Ghost moments here. At one time, Elder Ron, we actually didn't have room for everybody, did we? One time. It's tight. But the enemy came in and brought distraction and brought division. And we can harp on that all day, but it's not going to change anything. We can take what we got now and move on and surrender to God's will. Watch this. This brings me to my next verse. Then Abraham took Sarai, or Sarah, and his wife and his lot and his brother's son and all their possessions that they had gathered and the people whom they acquired in Haran. You. This. And went to the land that God told them to go in Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Someone say, following God involves opposition. There's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some financial commitments. Come on, somebody. Setting up a new building is not cheap. We got to pay for signage. We're going to have to pay to get the internet hooked back up. We're going to pay a deposit for electricity because now we're responsible for electricity. We're going to have to pay a deposit for water because now it's a freestanding building. Come on, somebody. We're going to need some money. Some of that's opposition. So I'm making the decision to cut our resources down so we can build our finances up. And I don't want people to get the mindset, and those online, thank you for those online givers. Oh, well, they don't have a bill anymore. We don't need to give a dime. No. We need you more than ever. It's going to cost us a pretty good amount of money to get that building up and running. But the day we do, we're going to have a joyous Jubilee service, y'all. Holy Ghost is going to show up. I've already talked with Brother Abraham. He will open up the new building. Abraham will bring us, not him. He's bringing his entire worship band. When we do the grand opening of the new building, I won't wear no robe. This is our look right here. Pull up the Living Waters logo. Pull that up, brother. That's us right here today. We're non-denominational, spirit-filled, loving the Lord, and that's who we're going to be. Come as you are, amen. Come as you are. That's the Living Waters Church. You need to come thirsty. Come thirsty for God, come thirsty for the word, and come thirsty to change your life. Come on, somebody. That's a word from the Lord. Come on, put that back. Put my point back. Thank you, Victor. I only got two more, and I'm out of here, and I'm going home to watch some football. Following God involves opposition. There's going to be opposition when things are changing in your life. But you got to fight. You got to believe that God is, and God will always, always take care of his people. Look what it says. Abraham passed through the place of Shittim and Terebinth and the tree of Moriah and the Canaanites. He was getting to his place, but he found opposition along the way. We're going to face opposition in our lives, guys. Have you ever been on a job and felt like you should be the one promoted, but you didn't? I've been more faithful. I've been the one showing up early. I've been one, but yet they promoted somebody else. I don't know if it's old age getting to me or just that I don't care. But there was times and I wanted to be the supervisor. I wanted to be the director of psychosocial. Now, man, I'm telling you, I'm loving my new position at my new hospice. I don't have to do bereavement. I don't have to do bereavement calls. I go see 5 patients a day and go home. God is good. I didn't realize how much less work could be good, Victor. Amen. I was so used running all these companies, being the bereavement coordinator, being the chaplain supervisor, doing bereavement, making the phone calls. I'm realizing, it's good not to have to do everything. Come on, somebody. There's oppositions along the way, guys, but the opposition doesn't mean you have to stop. It just means you got to find a way to get through it, Anna. That's why I told you this morning on the phone. You got to push through. This is a Holy Ghost showing. You got to push through, baby girl. You're going to have opposition, not because of who you are, but because of who he is. My God. They're going to fight you every step of the way, sister. Not because of you, but because of who you represent. You got to pray through. You got to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost now. You got to stand on what is in God and say, not in this time, not in this hour, not now. We will overcome in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You got to be strong. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to put on the whole armor of God. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to charge your feet with the preparation of the gospel. And you got to, having done all to stand there for. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Every time the enemy wants to bring you down, it's because God has something for you. I feel it here this morning. Every time there's something fighting you from your destiny, it's because God has something for you. If it was easy, everybody's doing it, Anna. Come on, somebody. Can you feel the Holy Ghost on me this morning? Hallelujah. Following God involves faithfulness. Faithfulness. The Bible says if you will be faithful over little, I'll make you ruler over much. Someone say it doesn't matter what we have. It's what we hold on to. Come on, somebody. Someone say it's not what we have. It's what we hold on to. Jesus said this. My God, this is a good word. Jesus said, if you have faith, those can't see it on camera, but if you have faith of a mustard seed, can they see it on camera? Check the feed. Tell me when they can see it. Right there. If you have faith of this, here, Josh, I'm not going to give you one if water falls out yours. If you have faith of a mustard seed, they saw it, Vic, online? They saw it on the feed, right? Okay. If you have faith, someone say, if you have faith of a mustard seed. He said, if you have faith of a mustard seed. You might need more. He said, look at your mustard seed. Look how small it is. And you're asking yourself, can God grow something from that? Do you understand what you have in your hand is a plant? My God, you didn't understand that. What you have in your hand is the beginning of something bigger and greater. Come on, somebody. That one seed can grow into a plant of a mustard. But the problem is, you don't have a seed. You don't have a seed of faith. You don't have a seed of hope. Come on, I got to give you a blessing this morning. Here. There's a beginning of something great. Amen? That's one for you and one for... How many you got in your house?
Right here, this is not.
Okay. Now watch this. It involves substance. Someone say substance. Got to have something. We got something right now. We got something called the Holy Ghost. But we have to watch this, church, as we close. One more, Victor. But we have to have the last point. Boy, the Lord set this up good, didn't he, Victor? But it involves times of testing. My God, I feel this word today, Eloise. But it involves times of testing. It's not that God is testing your faith. It's God to see if you will be faithful. When trouble comes, will you still praise me? When they say you ain't going to make it, will you still believe that I am, that I am? When things doesn't look like it's going to happen, will you still believe that God is and still we will be the God that can do it? It always involves times of testing. Someone say it always involves times of testing. You know why? Because he's asking you a question this morning. Can you trust him when you lose your job? Can you trust him when you say the doctor says you have an incurable disease? Can you trust him when your money is gone? And can you trust him when your spouse leaves? We just can't be moved by every wind of doctrine. We just can't be moved by something that's going to take us away from him. Having done all to stand therefore. The text says where he leads, I will follow. Someone say, where he leads, I will follow. January 15th, 2023 at 11:50 in the morning. One door's closing, another one's opening. Will you trust him? I don't know, for those online this morning, if you've been facing something that you've been asking God for and you've been calling him and you just don't know how it's going to work out. The Lord told me to tell you that when you trust in him and give it to him, he'll take care of it. Abraham! Abraham! Touch not your son. I already have a sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Say, he already has a sacrifice. We're not saying goodbye. We're simply saying hello. Hello to the new things God has for us. But also, this is a message for you. If you've been struggling with a question or struggling with something you've been praying about, it's not faith until you step out. Someone say it's not faith until you step out. Is that you? If it's you, Lord, bid me to come to you. And Peter stepped out of the boat. Anna, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, you got to quit looking at the waves. You got to quit looking at the wind. You got to quit looking at your circumstances. You got to quit looking at what they say, what they do. The problem is you're losing focus on Jesus. And you're sinking. Bring her up here. Bring her up here, Ron. Bring Anna up here. You're losing focus. You're losing focus. Thank you, Jesus. You're losing focus. You got to surrender this morning. Father, we pray right now. Her faith has been shattered. Her faith has been questioned. And the enemy is telling her that she's not going to make it, but he is a liar. I speak hope into her life right now. I speak faith into her life right now. And I say in the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke doubt over her life right now. And we say, come on, Elder Vic, I want someone to get behind her. And I say in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. He told me to tell you, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I speak abundance of love in your life right now. And I say in the name of Jesus, it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to leave doubt. It's time for you to leave. Every week it's a mind battle with you, but God said not no more. You gotta surrender to me, my daughter. Bless her hands. Bless all she does. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're in this building this morning. you've had some doubt, and there's some things you're struggling with, I want you to release it this morning. I want you to release it this morning. I want you to give it to God this morning. I want to pray a prayer for Eloise right now. Father, we pray. Someone go agree with Eloise right now. Touch and agree with her right now. Father, we continue to pray for healing over Eloise's body right now. We don't believe the report of the sickness right now. We pray healing and divine appointment over her right now.
Yes.
No weapon formed against Eloise shall prosper.
Yes, Jesus,
we thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for your healing power
Holy
in this place.
Take out all
the miracles of God are yes and amen.
Yes, head to toe, Father.
Whatever situation Eloise is facing right now, God, we speak life into the situation, and we say that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Someone shout and be glad in it. Give
Amen.
Them a praise this Ooh. Morning. Come on, Living Waters Church. Let them hear you outside.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray for my son this week.
Yes.
Josh will be going off.
Yes.
Orlando in a couple of weeks to learning his new job. He's doing great on the job now. He loves it. He enjoys it. And now he's going to go do some advanced training so he can eventually make more money and be a biomedical tech. He's learning the trade. Come on, someone give him a praise
Amen.
Right now. But I pray for
Hallelujah.
Josh as he's in Orlando.
Hallelujah.
As he's going to Orlando next week. Next week, Josh, a week after? 2 weeks? He'll be there for a couple of weeks. Learning how to do what he does. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray for Aston right now. I pray for whatever he needs in his life right now. He's focused on being a father, and I thank you for that. But I want him to be more focused on you as well, Lord. The Holy Spirit speaking to me, he told me to tell you that you have a ministry within you, son.
That's right.
You can bring a lot of people in just by your testimony, brother.
His gifts, his gifts.
I pray for my brother this morning. He's on the right path, Lord. I don't know why I'm saying this, but Lord, keep him on the right path. Keep him on the right path, Lord. Keep him on the right path. God, I want to lift up Anita to you right now. I lift up mom to you right now. I cancel every sickness on her life right now. I cancel every assignment right now. I say that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I declare
amen.
In the name of Jesus
That's right.
that by your stripes she is healed. Come on, church. If you believe it with me, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe
amen.
It right now, say amen. Let's send healing to
healing.
Anita right now.
Head to toe,
Let's send healing
touch
to Anita right
Jesus.
Now.
We know you can do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Way. There seems to be no way. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just wondering if we love him enough to give him a praise right now.
Yes.
I'm just,
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Someone say, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 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 Let's pray for those children right now.
We will pray for them.
Let's pray for those children right now. Come on, Elder Ron, pray for
that
situation.
Father, you know the situation that's been lifted up to you with the children. Tennessee, Father, they're innocent. They're children. And just because sometimes the parents and their family mess up, Lord, it's not their fault. They just need you to, Lord, we need you to come down there, Father, just solve that situation, Lord, as you can, because you are the way maker, especially in darkness when there seems to be no way, the light and the darkness. Lord, shine upon them hope, love. When they seem despair, turn that around, Father. You can do it. You can do anything. And we know with you, all things are possible. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I'm going to read in Jeremiah 29. It fits our sermon today by Pastor Mike. For I know, and this is what I'm praying about, for I know the plans I have you. I have made for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. If you believe that, say amen. Guys, pastor's right. This March is 3 years since COVID. 3 years. You talk about setbacks and opposition. You think there was some? Yes. Did we lose members? Yes. Did 5,000 churches close down a year? Yes. We never gave up. Because God, you don't tell us to quit worshiping you just because there's those temporary setbacks. There's things that's going to happen in life. It's in the Bible. Everything that's happening today is not a shock. It was foretold. So that's why we have to be prepared, right? Is that right, church? That's right. What do we have happen during that time as we get ready to relocate, which is going to be wonderful, a new beginning? Personal attacks. We've all had them. What did we say earlier? Trust in God in times of trouble. Things are going good. Thanks, God. You know, we'll just take it for granted. Oh, boy, I got a challenge now. I got problems. Lord, what am I going to do? Now we sound despair, right? We got to walk in faith every day and trust, right? Because you know what? Pastor said this. Can we control everything? No. We can control what we can, right? But I can't control what comes out of your mouth, right? We have to control us and walk in faith because God's going to take care of that. You just take care of yourself and witness to others. So we're not going to give up on that walk of faith. Is that right, church? And what was the main thing here we talked about today? And this is, it's like you said about the lottery ticket. You know what our lottery ticket is the word. That's our ticket to heaven. Amen? Is that right? That's the best ticket you're going to have, is to turn your life over and say, Jesus, you're the Lord of my life, and I'm going to walk in faith. So, guys, I just want you to know that when we get ready to close here, the biggest thing, and it's often difficult because we get attacked by a lot of things, is obedience. Of all those things we just listed, we talked about trust already and all that. But you can trust, you can say a lot of words, but obedience puts things into action, right? Because faith without works is what? Dead. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mike, for a good word. Guys, are you excited for the new move? We're going to be still worshiping and about to relocate and have an opportunity to grow. And you just come along with this. You'll see the growth. You'll see more people. See that our outreach and our word that we are bringing to the community is of Jesus. And it's going to be sincere. We're going to obey, guys. We can't control what everybody out there does. But we're going to obey, aren't we?